Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, worshipers. Thank you very much for all of that, for all of the worshiping that I know you do of me. 34 after, I'm glad to be with you. I'm glad to continue to be with you. I'm glad to tell you that our good friend Bill Brandt is back on the show. Bill is the President and Chief Executive Officer of Development Specialists Incorporated. What that means is that Bill is very much involved in helping this economy recover by helping companies and banks that do business with each other communicate better and get to, and work themselves out of some of their challenges. So he's been, the bad news is he's had a lot of work to do. The good news is his business is really good right now. And he's also one of our top political operatives that we go to from time to time. So we're going to talk a little bit about two or three different things. Bill Brandt, welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks, Jim. Just give me a second here. I was genuflecting as I came in, given the worshiping thing.
Exactly.
My knee gave out.
As you should be.
I'm just getting back up to my feet here. I apologize.
Yep. I get to have those kind of fantasies while I'm on the show, but when I go off the air, the people around me bring me back down to earth. Hey, Bill, a few months ago, I wrote an article thinking about the economy and the economic recovery and where we've been and where we're going. And I talked about the V-shaped recovery, the U-shaped recovery, the W potential, et cetera, et cetera. And I said the word for this recovery, the letter for this recovery to me is M, not any of the others, but M. And the M stands for marathon. And I just said, pace yourself. I wish it was going to come faster. It probably shouldn't come faster. We're not going to absorb these toxins we've had quickly. We shouldn't be able to do that. It takes time. We're going to have discipline. And pace yourself for an endurance test. What do you think?
Kind of. There's no doubt.
The worshiping is ended, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, it's no. Well, actually, now I'm going to have to go to confession. So there's no doubt, and we can do the V. I think I told you, we talked about this a year ago, that I thought that this was the correct analogy to this was a bathtub, and we dropped off the deep end of the bathtub, and rather than a V or a U, we were going to go as you run your hand across the bottom of a bathtub, incrementally up towards the shallow end, and it was going to take 4 or 5 years, and there would be setbacks on the way. I've just looked at a lot of the most recent numbers over the last month or so, and people talk about a double dip and the rest of it. I think there was a slight rise, a little bit of confidence in the early part of the spring, but the fundamentals hadn't changed. You know, Jim, from things we've talked about often on the air.
You think it was more emotional than valid?
Well, I think it was somewhat emotional. You know, people had been through the worst of it, and there were obviously
ready for some good news. We were looking for it.
And people had put off purchases, and things did have to be bought at some point. Cars do give out, but I think that the fundamentals hadn't changed. The foreclosures are still high. The sovereign debt's still at risk. And I've looked at the merchant orders recently for Christmas, and a good sign. It's really blunt, and it's not. We're way past that in analysis. But a good sign I still rely on is how the holiday season goes, because retail does drive the economy. And I think that during the spring, a lot of retailers thought, well, this might just take and graft on, and we're going to have a good Christmas. And I think just in the last month or so, many of them are beginning to realize that there's a back order for back-to-school stuff, which, of course, is the second biggest run
right
for Christmas. And they're cutting back. I'm hearing from a lot of people that the buying isn't happening. And so what's happening is they're contacting their distributors, and they're saying, I'm going to take a little less. I don't want to be left with a lot of inventory. And so, if you start seeing those trends where people are looking to
but at some point in time, Bill, isn't having a negative attitude, doesn't it become a self-fulfilling prophecy?
I don't know, Jim. I mean, we could debate for years whether the issue is a negative attitude or prudence.
Yeah.
At some point,
that's right.
If you want to buy everything in the world and assume that the sunshine's always going to be there, well, we both know what can happen. So I think if merchants are acting prudently and expecting a decent but not bell-ringing Christmas, That's good for all of us because, frankly, if they're left with a bunch of inventory following the Christmas season, then the reorders are going to be wasted.
Well, it's either pay me now or pay me later, right? I mean,
if they keep their inventories lean, which may be not the greatest for the sales for distribution and manufacturing, but it means steady orders rather than these wild swings when they're left with inventory and they have to go out to the market.
So, and see, Bill, that's what I was talking about earlier when I said that we should have a deliberate and a longer term recovery. We need to take time to absorb the toxins. We don't need to let things turn around too quickly. We need to learn some lessons from what's happened, don't we?
No, not really.
You don't think so?
No,
the worshiping is officially over, ladies and gentlemen. Bill Brand and I will be right back after these messages. And he was doing so well there for a minute. 20 till the hour. Bill and I will be right back.
Can I get some chapstick, though, because I'm tired of
this. We'll be right back.
It seems so good to see you back again. How long has it been?
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there to help you with your small business. Don't forget to check it out. And don't forget to take our poll question, which is this week is on vacations. Are you taking one? And when you click your answer, you'll be able to see how the poll's going so far. So check that out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't want to miss a second of our time with our good friend Bill Brandt, the president of Development Specialists Incorporated. We're talking about the economy. Bill, just answer this question, if you will.
Right now, here. I'm just clicking in because after that conversation, click on vacation.
You don't need a vacation. You get plenty of vacations, Bill.
What?
You get plenty of vacations, so you don't need a vacation.
People tell me I'm on vacation all the time, which is a sad, comment.
But you can take our poll. Bill, are we going to go into a double dip recession?
Yes.
Okay. Don't sugarcoat it, Jim. Say it like it is.
It is. I mean, listen, I don't know if it's a double dip reception. As we said in the last segment, I think there was a tad bit of false hope or a bit of, sort of euphemisms. Pick the one you like, but there was a pickup in the spring that turned out to be sort of.
It sounds like you think we're already there.
Yeah, I think so. I think that the slowdown in orders for Christmas and the rest of it, the continuing foreclosure sales, I think the fundamentals are tough right now and going to be tough for a long time. And they're driven by unemployment. Now, I will agree with the president and the opposition party that unemployment is a lagging indicator, but unemployment is really lagging.
But not structural unemployment. See, that's what we've got right now. We don't just have cyclical economic unemployment, which I've written about both of those recently. We have structural unemployment, and structural unemployment is not a lagging indicator. I think we have to differentiate that in the 21st century, unlike any time in the 20th century.
Did you like do a double stop at Starbucks this morning? I'm just trying to.
but do you? What do you think about what I just said about the structural unemployment?
Look, everybody asks me in my business, can you tell me what the new normal is going to be? And I'm going to tell everybody we don't know yet. This is not something where we go back to the heydays of the 90s where we had some nice income under Clinton or to the big private equity blast of the early part of this decade under Bush. Those eras are both over, and nobody can define them. If you look at this, Jim, the 90s and a good part of the last decade were driven by low interest rates and private equity.
And easy accommodative monetary policy.
And private equity.
Yeah.
And you now have a situation where the economy is being driven by low interest rates and public spending.
Yeah.
That's not
a sustainable model. Which is a nightmare, exactly.
That's not sustainable.
All we got to do is look at Europe and see that, right?
All we got to look is Jimmy Carter and see that.
Exactly.
I'm honest with you.
Okay? Exactly.
This is either we figure out what we're doing, both cut spending and raise taxes and live within our means, because we have not established a new normal yet. And so when you see people thinking about what the economy is going to be, they're guessing on the new normal. So far, people seem to be, all blindfolded trying to stick the pin in the wall. It's a little difficult. I don't know what the new normal is going to be.
Well, one thing that I think is happening is the current political behavior in Washington. Notice I didn't say administration because I don't think it's all their fault, although I do give them a fair amount of a share of the blame.
I can't understand that at all.
Doesn't you appreciate the fact that when you browbeat big businesses, that doesn't make small businesses happy. I mean, when you browbeat, when you have an anti-business attitude, that filters all the way down to small business. It makes, and uncertainty is the biggest thing the small business owners have on their plate right now, with impeding them from growing their businesses. What do you think?
I won't debate with you that predictability is what makes the markets run smoothly, and we're in an era for a variety of reasons, both political and economic, that is very unpredictable. I will tell you that I think you got to get. I mean, I hear about all the bashing. And, I mean, Kennedy rolled back steel prices, as you recall.
Yeah.
And got the and there was all kinds of. I mean, this has been going on for years. In the end, none of this would matter if there was steady job growth,
right?
And people were paying their bills, and small businesses were getting their receivables paid on time. All of the rest of it would be fodder for the political pundits. All of that is just festering an open wound.
But you still haven't answered my question about structural unemployment and how we're going to solve that problem.
I don't know that we can right now. I mean, I think that is a 4 or 5 year problem.
Structural unemployment, folks, in my definition is, and I wrote about this as I said recently, is when you got people who are unemployed, and even if the economy came back, they still would have no place to go to work.
Look, there's a big mismatch between the number of people we want to employ and the talents we need in the labor force right now.
That's right.
And that mismatch has been going for a long time.
For over 10 years.
Well, for a generation. It has to do with our public education, you know, lack of capability. It has to do with the fact that we're a high-tech service business, industry, kind of country right now. The jobs that people used to come out of high school and bend sheet metal just don't really exist.
But Bill, nobody in Washington is addressing this.
I don't know that Washington can. You know, the fact of the matter is, the political world always lags the developments. You know, they play catch up from the Industrial Revolution on down. The governments play catch up. The fact of the matter is, we talked earlier, we don't know what the new normal is. There is a new normal. We've gone through the information age, and we're sort of in a post-information age of, okay, what's the economy going to look like, and how do we put these people to work, especially with the job skills they have? No answer right now. I mean, perhaps the government can do massive job training programs, but that, to me, you know, frankly, if that isn't as good as if all of a sudden there's something new going on and everybody jumps into
it. If I were advising a candidate, Bill, about 2012, I would be telling them that what you just said has got to be a major plank in their campaign.
Yeah, and sadly, I think what's going to happen in 2012 from both sides is they're all going to channel anger over the frustration of the American public.
Right.
And it's easier to channel anger and frighten people
than to be a leader.
Then tell them, hey, we got to do this.
Yeah, exactly. I agree with you. Quick break, 10-10. When we come back, I'm going to ask Bill about the FinReg bill. Is the financial regulations bill going to hurt small banks and therefore small businesses? 10-10, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.